Hey everyone, this is Jim, producer of the Around the House Show podcast. If you're listening right now, you already know we bring you the best tips, tricks, and expert advice to fix, upgrade, and maintain everything in your home without the headaches or the huge bills. But if you're catching us on the radio or borrowing a friend's phone, you're missing out on new episodes dropping straight to your device every week. So do yourself a favor, hit pause for just a second, grab your phone, and subscribe to Around the House Show on your favorite podcast player. Whether it's Apple Podcasts, Spotify, YouTube Music, or wherever you listen. It's completely free, and you'll never miss an episode again. Thanks for supporting the show. Now let's get back to making your house work for you. Welcome to Around the House with Eric G., your go-to source for everything home improvement. Whether you're a DIY enthusiast or just looking to make your space shine, Eric G. is here to guide you through the latest tips, tricks, and trends. So grab your toolbox, put on your thinking cap, and let's get to work right here on Around the House with Eric G.
Welcome to the Around the House Show, your trusted source for everything about your home. Thanks for joining me today. I'm Eric G. This is our midweek show. This is where we talk about the stuff that didn't make it into last weekend's or this weekend's. And man, we got a lot going on right now and super stoked with what's going on at the show. We got some great new things coming up. Boy, it's Wednesday morning. I got some things to do this week. I'm going to try to get my cabinetry bases installed in the new studio. We'll be filming that today, as well as thanks again to Pacific Crest Custom Cabinets out of Ridgefield, Washington for that. Those guys, love them over there. Been doing business with them for 20 plus years. They're my local custom cabinet shop here. They do a great job building stuff for builders and things like that. Definitely a quality cabinet. I actually put them in my house that I had over in Lake Oswego, which was pretty cool. So that's a company I have worked with for decades. And then, of course, thanks to Floor & Decor, I've got a bunch of new stuff going in there. So you're going to start seeing a bunch of stuff coming out on that here soon. As soon as I get some projects done, get the videos put together, you'll see that on the Around the House HQ YouTube page. That's our new one over there where we're kind of not, we have the podcast stuff, the long form podcast going on the Around the House Eric G, where you'll see videos for many of the podcasts soon for all of them. And there's a little breaking news. That's why we're building out this new studio. So yeah, and then the Around the House HQ is more of the DIY projects, standalone videos, that kind of thing. And you can catch them both across those two platforms. We've got a lot going on here. I'm going to be working on an RV series as well, just kind of on the side. Going to be putting together that pretty soon. Just showing some people out there that are homeowners that want to get into RVing and that kind of thing. Elisa and I are going to do a little traveling here from time to time and taking some time. That is one of my lessons that I have learned in all of my projects, is taking some me time from time to time, because I tell you what, over the last 5 years, I didn't do a great job of that. And for my health and for everybody else's around me, it's good for me to get out, get away, and just relax a little bit. The brain never turns off, but dropping the fishing pole in the lake or the ocean is not a bad thing and good for your soul. Well, today I wanted to talk a little bit about lawn care and things to worry about here in this kind of spring, late spring, as we're coming up into kind of Memorial Day weekend. And one of the things that I like to take a look at is the health of my lawn. Some of that comes down to even the lawnmower. If you're mowing your own lawn, this is one of those things that you want to take a look at. Do some lawnmower maintenance right now. Is that blade sharp? Every month, I would take a look at that blade and make sure that it's dialed in and looking good. Here is my secret for handling that, and this works out really well. What I do is I own two sets of blades for the lawnmower I have. If you've got a tiny lawn, this doesn't work as well. It's a little overkill. But if you've got your traditional a quarter acre lot with a bunch of grass on it, this is probably for you. I would say once a month, I would swap that blade out and throw the clean one on there. And then just keep rotating those, making sure those blades are sharp, balanced. You can take them down to a lawn store and they can do that for you. You can get a few tools, do it yourself. Just make sure that they're balanced and looking good. If you have things like pine cones or anything that kind of gets kicked up, that natural debris, Yeah, if you're hitting those, it's definitely that month. If you've got a pristine lawn, no trees overhead, you might be able to go a little bit longer, depending on the grass and things like that. Another thing this time of year that's important, never cut more than a third of the height of the blade off. That way you're not overcutting that lawn. That's a big mistake that I see out there that people do. The other thing that I see that I think is super important is just making sure that you're fertilized, that you're taking care of the weeds in there, and making sure that those nutrients in that soil are dialed in. And really, this is the time of year to do it. If you're going to be doing some seed planting, now's the time of year to do it. Otherwise, you're going to probably want to wait till fall. It can be very hard to do that in the hot summer months. That's an important one. So just taking some time, getting those dialed in. And then if you're watering your lawn, which I recommend to everybody here in the Pacific Northwest, and let me know in the comments if on our, I'm going to put this up on our page on Facebook, on the Around the House page there. Make sure you subscribe to that. I'm going to put it up with some comments on there. In your area, like my area here in the Pacific Northwest, on the western side of the state, we have a habit in the cities where people don't water all summer long. And the lawn just goes white. Then when the fall rains come back in, it gets green. So it's the opposite of many places in the country where the freeze will do that. But here's the problem with that. You have now created a very big fire hazard outside. So I would not recommend that. Plus, it's very hard on your foundation. You could be causing foundation cracks because if you've got clay soil, that will expand and contract that. And you're going to get the most movement out of the soil, which means the most chance of cracking for your house. So make sure that you're watching that. This morning, we had a bunch of rain here. It was great. Woke me up about 4 o'clock this morning, right before the alarm went off, which was awesome. I love to hear it because we need it. We need to get that. I was driving home yesterday and I was really shocked and I was bummed, just totally bummed, because I'm looking out. I'm like, man, it's mid-May and the side of the road is white already because we haven't had enough rain and we didn't get it over the winter. We've got, I think, 20% average snowpack up in the mountains. So it's pretty rough. So we're going to have a severe drought this summer. We're going to have fire weather. So this is the time of year to take care of that stuff. Get things as healthy as you can around there. And again, lawn care is a big part of it. Try to keep it looking good. Now, here's the other thing that I want you to be careful with. And this is a big one. Make sure that you're not over-fertilizing. What I like to do is use one of the lawn care services out there that you can mail order. There's different brands out there. I have my favorites. This isn't a commercial for this. I'm not going to mention brand names, but you can actually send in the soil sample. They will take care of it for you. And then they send you the nutrients that your soil needs. And they're all natural, so it's really good stuff. So that's not a bad thing to handle. And that way you're not over-fertilizing or under-fertilizing. You can just do what you need to do. And those tests do a big thing for you. So that's an important one. So make sure you handle it that correctly. And then, guys, just stay on top of that maintenance. Stay on top of the lawnmower maintenance. Make sure if you've got a gas one, that I tell you what, make sure that you've got that clean oil in there. You've done all the things, good gasoline in there. I tell you what, you're seeing more and more lawn care professionals out there recommending the 93 octane for their lawnmowers and stuff out there because it has better packets of, guess what I would call it, is it's got just better chemicals in there that keeps the carburetor clean and all that stuff on it, and that will last a little bit longer with the chemical pack that is in that, in the higher test gasoline like that. So spend a little time, do that. If you can find the clear gasoline, if they sell that with all the additives in it, that's no ethanol, no nothing, that's my favorite for your lawn care stuff, because that way it's going to hold up a lot longer. These newer gases with the ethanol, it really gums up really quick. So if you have a gas can waiting over the wintertime that was full, probably not the best gas. So one of those things to be careful with. And then, of course, just maintenance of all your string trimmers and things like that. I have gone full battery for about 7 years now. And boy, I tell you what, no matter how big the lawn, it works really well. So you get what you pay for with lawn care out there. But if you take care of things, now's the time to really get it set up. It'll make your life through the summer so much easier. Don't underwater, don't overwater. Take some time and make sure that you get that dialed in right now. It'll save you money and it's going to be safer in case of a neighborhood fire or a wildfire. You don't want that thing to be white out there, because then that is another risk for you and the neighborhood. All right, guys, if you want to find out more about us, head over to our website. We're going to have some new stuff coming up this week on AroundTheHouseOnline.com. We'll be sharing up some new stuff we've got going, so I can't wait to do that. I'm Eric G. Thanks for tuning in the Around the House. Make sure that you hit subscribe on your favorite podcast player and check us out on our Facebook group. I'll be doing more over there each week. We're going to make that really our best number one source for information on the show. Thanks for tuning in Around the House. We'll see you Saturday.
Thanks for tuning in to the Around the House show. Make sure you subscribe on your favorite way to catch podcasts. Also, be sure to subscribe to our new YouTube channel, and you can find it at Around the House HQ, and ring that bell for updates. Thanks for tuning in to Around the House. We're all over the radio. Take my hand, I know where to
go. All over the radio with you. Hey, it's Eric G with Around the House. Are you looking to grow your business? Need a spokesperson for your company? Maybe an MC for an upcoming trade show? Or maybe you want to up your game and shoot some promotional videos? My team of experts would love to chat with you. Head to AroundTheHouseOnline.com and fill out the contact us form, and we'll set something up. Thanks for listening to Around the House.